Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball towards center. Thompson catches it and throws to second to double up Verdon. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Skinner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. One out. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morin out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clemente. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Clemente steals second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Foyles and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Adams strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Long moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-1 in the game. Drott strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-1 in the game. Foyles strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foyles out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Verdon is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-2 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-2 in the game. Drott hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias strikes out. One out. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verdun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Kravitz now catching. Bob Smith now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Banks scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.